Welcome to the 7-Minute Daily Bible Study, where we read the New Testament in a year, in just minutes a day. I'm John Chaney III. Thank you for joining me. Today is October 8th, and this is going to be Philippians chapter 4. And before I get started, this is going to be one of the last times I make this reminder. If you're starting a new daily Bible habit, you can always come to this podcast and listen and get your faith strengthened by doing that. But the only way that that's really going to be effective is if you do it every day. Because marathon sessions, if you do a marathon session, people tend to abandon it for long stretches of time. So I recommend just doing a smaller chunk every day, which is the way that this study is timed out, so that you do today's portion today, and tomorrow you do another portion. And so it's a 7-minute a day commitment, but I promise you, almost every study is less than 7 minutes. I don't think I've done one that exceeds 7 minutes ever in the whole study. What you want to do to start this habit is make sure that the episode you're listening to today corresponds with the actual day, right? So if your today is October 8th, so make sure that today is October 8th when you listen to the October 8th study. And that's my suggestion for building this kind of habit. If you're just hitting a random episode, you're not going to connect it with the rest of the Bible chapters before and after, unless you're extremely well-versed. But, you know, everybody's free to do what they want. If you're on a streaming provider and you're looking for today's episode and you don't see it in the list, then go to 7MinuteDailyBibleStudy.us. That's the number 7MinuteDailyBibleStudy.us. And scroll down and look for today's date, and it'll be in the list. Some of them are out of order. I'm going to fix that later on after I get all of them uploaded. I'm still in that process right now. So let's get to today's study, which is Philippians chapter 4 for October 8th. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. That's our reading. Come back tomorrow and make this a daily habit, my friends. Be blessed and go with God.